Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I don't think we're going to see any real wholesale changes here for about a year. He's asked the Graham to stay on. I don't know. I don't think he has any interest in running a newspaper, to be honest. That's what my understanding is. I think he has an interest in the business model and how to figure out how to get this to be profitable, useful, engaging, as he did with Amazon.
That's Lois Romano from Politico.com weighing in on Jeff Bezos' possible intentions for the Washington Post, sale of the Post, number 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our review of the hot hits in talk radio. We do this every weekend at this time. And this week we focus on the week that ends the 9th of August, reviewing all of the top 10 hits in news talk radio, determined by the staff at Talkers.com. Talkers is the premier communicator to the talk radio industry. The demolition of Ariel Castro's house in Cleveland, number 9 on the countdown. Here's host Mike Trevisano talking to callers in Cleveland about the FBI being present at the demolition to keep people from stealing pieces of the house to sell on eBay.
I don't know why. I'm sitting there watching Ariel Castro's house be demolished. Okay? All right. There's a bazillion Cleveland cops there and the FBI. Now, I understand they got to block the street off because they're tearing down a house and the dump trucks are coming down. They're loading the dump trucks with all the debris from the house and all that. I understand all that. Okay. But the FBI agents and the cops are there. Here's the reason, the main reason they're there. So no one takes any of the trash, the rubble, the debris from the house being ripped down and sells it on eBay. God's truth. That's what they reported today. Would you buy shingles, a window, a 2x4, drywall, bricks, part of the front steps from Ariel Castro's house on eBay? Would you do that? And if you did, what would you do with it? Would you, like, put it in your family room, a 2x4, and then when people come over, you go, you see that 2x4 on my mantle? That's from Ariel Castro's house. You know, technically, in my mind, that makes you as sick as he does, as he is. The FBI was there to make sure no one took anything. A 2x4, drywall, a brick. Because they didn't want it being sold on eBay. Would you buy that on eBay? Be honest with me and call me. Let me go to Chuck here. Chuck, you're in the air, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I got two roofing shingles that blew off my house about 3 hours ago. I'm going to sell them on eBay as from Ariel Castro's house.
Yeah, how would they know? Do you get a certificate of authenticity or something?
I'll even sign them.
Yeah, the FBI was there today, so no one took anything.
Yeah, did they keep their eyes on the truck drivers as they left?
And where are they dumping? No one knows where they're dumping the stuff that people could go get it then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It was an easy paycheck for law enforcement. That's the reason why they were there.
Oh, now stop that. Now the cops don't show up there to get a paycheck. They're put there by the mayor or the police chief.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
So see, now you're wrong. Now apologize. Apologize. He hung up. You're in the air.
Hey, I mean, me personally, no. I would never buy anything from something of that, you know, that with what went on there. It just, you know, it sickens me. I want to get as far away from it. But
here's my question. So if you buy like a 2x4 on eBay, do you, like, when people come over, do you show it to them and brag?
Me personally, no. But like you always say, Mike, I'm living in a world like you that I don't understand. It surprises me.
Rich, you're in the air, Rich.
No, I think that's pretty sick to go ahead and buy something like that on eBay. But I tell you what, I'd sell it.
At least the guy's honest. The FBI was there to protect the debris that was being ripped down in Ariel Castro's house, so no one sold it on eBay.
My question would be, why is the FBI there instead of the local police? But a conversation for another time. Up next, George W. Bush has an operation, immigration in the focus, and the Fort Hood trial. All next as we review the hot hits in talk radio on the weekly talk radio countdown show.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Look, kid. People touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Talk Radio Countdown, I'm Doug Steffen. As we move up the list from number 10, which we've done already, and number 9 we've done already, so that brings us to number 8, and that's the story of the president, the former president, George Bush, having heart surgery. During this past week on the Good Day program, I talked to cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who, like many, was pretty surprised to hear about the former president's heart surgery.
Well, this is a bit of an odd story among cardiologists because former President George W. Bush received a stent to open a clogged artery. He joins 1 million other American adults who have the procedure each year. Doug, his annual physical included a stress test, and the electrocardiogram changes during the stress test prompted a CT angiogram, which we do in our office also, which confirmed the blockage that required opening. But what's a little strange about this story is just in May, he did over a 50-mile bike ride. The former president did not experience, according to the report, symptoms of shortness of breath or chest pain, but the stent was necessary, according to his aides. And cardiologists today don't stent unless you're having symptoms or unless you're having a heart attack, which usually causes symptoms. So it's a little bit unusual here, and it's not clear what actually happened.
So what would you, under the circumstances, have thought that his doctor wasn't doing a good job?
I don't want to second guess anybody because I've been there. I think we probably just don't know all the details. Today, as cardiologists, by current standards, we don't stent unless you're having symptoms of inadequate blood flow, like chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, unexplained fatigue, or you're having a heart attack. And he, according to all the reports, was having neither. So it's a little hard to put all this together, but I think in time we'll know what's going on.
He was a smoker, and fairly heavy smoker when he was younger, I think, wasn't he?
He was, but we do know recently his blood pressure, his cholesterol, his blood sugar were all fine. Obviously, he was under a lot of stress. That does create issues. And I don't know about his genetics, but it does prove that you can have limited risk factors and still have this problem.
Immigration reform, number 7 on the countdown. Host Helen Glover talking to former INS agent Mike Cutler about Homeland Security losing track of a million foreigners over the last year.
Homeland Security says they lost track of 1 million foreigners. They know they arrived in the country, but they don't know if they left. They have no way of knowing. And the audit also found out that it's probably going to be like that next year as well.
But here's my question, and I've been posing this to members of Congress that I speak with. You know, I've done, I think we're up to 16 congressional hearings, and I gave testimony to the 9/11 Commission. The 9/11 Commission was convened, Helen, in the wake of the attacks of 9/11, not unlike the way the NTSB investigates a plane crash. They looked to find out what went wrong, how to fix it. Let's not have the same disaster happen more than one time.
Right,
okay?
Right.
The 9/11 Commission said, you got to track foreigners entering the United States. You got to go after immigration fraud. You have to go after the way that you give out identity documents to anybody, because we know that the terrorists had to enter the country. They committed visa fraud. They committed immigration benefit fraud. In fact, I've got a report coming out in the Social Contract next week about how political asylum fraud has become an avenue of success for the terrorists and a vulnerability for us. You know, with my background, I'm big on providing political asylum. It's got to have integrity. So if you look at all the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission, why in the world are we as a country doing everything that violates the findings of the 9/11 Commission? Forget about the pablum about whether or not the border is secure. That should be a given. But all of the other components of the vulnerabilities that enable the terrorists to attack us on 9/11 are being utterly ignored, not only by the administration, but would be exacerbated by comprehensive immigration reform. Is that not insanity?
The Fort Hood trial, number 6 already. We're down to number 6 on the countdown, or I guess up to number 6. Here's Shepard Smith talking to military legal analyst Jeff Ifra about the money we are still paying to the shooter, despite the fact that we all know that he did it.
He's still getting paid nearly $300,000 in salary as he sits behind bars. The reason is Major Hassan is an active duty member of the military. That's why we call him Major Hassan. And the jury hasn't convicted him of a single solitary thing. That he says he's the shooter does not matter. You and I are paying him. Now some Republican lawmakers have introduced a bill to stop the cash flow, not just for Major Hassan, but for any service member charged with rape, sex assault, or capital offense. Now I get it. Understand what they're thinking, because they look at this guy and they go, damn. Problem is not everybody who is charged with a crime committed a crime. Por ejemplo, what if someone says, that person raped me. That person raped me. We're going to trial. It's a he said, she said. And later they find out that never happened. And now this person hasn't been paid. You could lose your home. You could lose your car. I mean, you can't do that,
right.
Can you?
Well, currently, you certainly can't do that. It's against the military procedures. And obviously, that's going to offend a lot of people. And I understand the basis and the thrust of what the Republican lawmakers are sponsoring here. But I think that if they want to focus on righting a wrong, what they should really be focusing on here is the victims. And it's the victims who haven't been paid and don't qualify for any type of payment. And I would rather prefer to see, and I think most Americans would prefer to see, that the priority among Republican lawmakers and all lawmakers right now is to qualify those victims so that they're entitled to some sort of payment for their treatment, for their emotional distress, and for everything else. And I think that should be the priority. Look, in a month or two, this guy's going to be convicted. And once he's convicted, he's not going to be receiving any checks anymore. Correct.
What our viewers feel, or how I feel, or you feel about murder by government doesn't really matter. But if what this guy wants to be is murdered by government, do we let him?
Well, you know, Shep, I don't really think that we've seen evidence that that's what he's trying to do. I know that's what the defense attorneys. I know that's what the defense attorneys are saying. But what has he really done? He hasn't questioned a few victims. What is he going to question them on? The fact that he shot them is not in dispute. The fact that they sustained injuries is not in dispute. What is it exactly his defense attorneys would do differently? I don't really know.
Up next, the NSA and Vladimir Putin. Putin on the Talk Countdown.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
As we continue our talk radio review, Doug Steffen here. We're up to number 5 on the countdown this week. What's the story? The NSA has been at the top, it's been in the number 1, 2, 3 position, so number 5, still pretty important in conversational terms. Here's host Greg Bishop on his radio program talking about the DEA's involvement with the NSA surveillance program.
Headline, U.S. directs DEA agents to cover up secret surveillance program used to investigate Americans. Secretive U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration unit is funneling information from intelligence intercepts, wiretaps, informants, and massive databases of phone records to authorities across the nation to help them launch criminal investigations of Americans. Although these cases rarely involve national security issues, documents reviewed by Reuters show that law enforcement agents have been directed to conceal how such investigations truly began, not only from defense lawyers, but also sometimes from prosecutors and judges. The undated documents show that federal agents are trained to, quote, recreate the investigation trail to effectively cover up where information originated. A practice that some experts say violates a defendant's constitutional right to a fair trial. Wouldn't be the first time that your constitutional rights have been violated. I mean, come on. Now, the article gets really, really in-depth as to all the various agencies that the DEA works with in order to compile information for starting. Not just, you know, hey, we've got this suspect we're working with, an informant told us this, and we need to get more details, and those details includes possibly getting into their email or tracking their cell phone data and all that stuff. So it's a lot deeper than just having an informant say, no, I know where a grow house is, or something to that effect.
Number 4 item on the countdown is the president's decision to cancel the scheduled meeting with Vladimir Putin. Talk host Joel Riley with military analyst and historian Colonel Pete Mansour about the significance of the cancellation.
We've got the president who says we're kind of like back to Cold War status with Russia. Most recent development, he says he's not going to meet with the Soviet President Vladimir Putin. In your opinion, right move?
I think so. The president famously said he was going to reset relations with Russia, and he attempted to do that. They've worked out a new START treaty. They allowed U.S. Supplies to go into Afghanistan through Russia. We helped Russia join the World Trade Organization, and they agreed to some sanctions on Iran. But since that time, the relations have grown considerably chillier. The Kremlin, of course, is backing Bashar al-Assad and the Syrian civil war. They've thrown out American aid and democracy organizations. They've cracked down on internal opposition. And this is pretty much ever since Putin came back into power. And, you know, the icing on the cake was their granting of asylum to Edward Snowden. It was just sort of the final straw that that broke the camel's back, if you will.
Yeah, and I guess sometimes I feel like leading by example, you know, there's like the old school ground, you know, idea that don't stoop to their level, be the bigger person. Does that not work here if the president decides to go ahead and meet with Putin? Does that not set an example that the world could see?
Well, on the other hand, they would meet, they'll agree on nothing, and then the press would trumpet how there's a Cold War because they couldn't agree on anything. Mm-hmm. So I think it was the right thing for the president to lower the relations a notch. The secretaries of state and defense will still meet with their counterparts, and we'll go from there.
Mr. Obama and Mr. Putin, fourth most talked about item of the week. Let's recap a little bit here. Back to number 10, the sale of the Washington Post. At number 9, the demolition of Ariel Castro's house. Number 8, President Bush's heart surgery. Number 7, immigration reform. Number 6, the Fort Hood trial. Number 5, the NSA surveillance program. Number 4, the president and Vladimir Putin. So shall we get to numbers 3, 2, and 1? Of course. And that'll be up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's move it along.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. As we move to the top three here, the category is Hot Hits. The program is Talk Radio Countdown Show, and the week is Friday, August the 9th. And at number three in the countdown, baseball and drugs. Here's Rita Cosby talking to Pete Rose, who says A-Rod deserves another chance.
What was your reaction to A-Rod in the midst of all this? And you, of course, went through your own controversies. What did you think when the suspension came down against A-Rod?
Well, you know, because I'm such a sports nut and watch so much TV and listen to radio, we kind of knew what was going to go on with the 12 guys. And, of course, A-Rod going to appeal his sentence. And we knew he was going to do that. And no one was surprised. But I'm kind of glad. I don't believe in the lifetime, capital punishment. I don't believe in that, and I think everybody should be given a second chance. And I know what he's thinking. He's thinking that Braun got 65 games. Why not get 200 and some games? Because we personally did the same thing.
Did you think the suspension was fair? Did you think it was appropriate?
Well, Rita, I wish I could answer that question. If you break the rules, you have to have some kind of penalty. But I don't know what he did. You hear all this other stuff about how he tampered with this and he did that and he got other guys to go to the clinic and things like that. I don't know the facts, but it just seems like if you took PEDs once or twice and you get 200 games, because the rule says if you take it once, you get 50. You take it twice, you get 100. You take it three times, you get suspended for life. So I don't, if they're within the rules or if they're not within the rules. Evidently, they don't think so, or they wouldn't have appealed it.
Pete, you know, is there a sense of here you got banned from baseball and he got suspended? Is there a little bit of like, well, wait a minute, why did I get banned and he, you know, you're
no,
different?
Because I made mistakes and what I did is I lied at the beginning, which I shouldn't have did, and that's why I'm trying to get all these other players, younger players or veteran players, if you make a mistake, come forward as quickly as you possibly can, because everybody's going to be better off. And I'd like to be able to relay that message to a lot of baseball camps, a lot of people in the world of baseball. If they see what happened to me, they'll think twice before they break the rules, so to speak. So that's where we stand. But it's a different case, and I understand all about 1919 and what happened with the Black Sox scandal. I understand that, but I must tell you one thing is, What I did was wrong, no question about it. And what these guys are doing today is wrong, no question about that. But I had nothing to do with altering the records of baseball. And the records of baseball are sacred to baseball fans. That's why baseball cards are worth more than football cards.
Here's radio man Sean Preble. He's not so sure anybody really cares if baseball players are using performance-enhancing drugs or not.
This is nothing new, and I'm convinced that this will always be an issue, which is athletes, professionals who make millions of dollars, will always try and stay one step ahead of the game. They'll always stay, try and be a little bit ahead of where the testing is. Yeah, occasionally they may screw up and they may get caught. They may might be using something that allow them to get caught. But typically, I think there's too much incentive not to do it. And that's nothing new. I think that conversation's been had. It's been hashed over a few times before. What I don't get is this, is the more substantive, the more primal, the more basic question I have is, why the heck do you care if Alex Rodriguez is using performance-enhancing drugs? Why in the heck do you care if Ryan Braun is using performance-enhancing drugs? Why in the heck do you care if some guy you've never even heard of is using performance-enhancing drugs? What does it matter? And I think the only way to end these positive tests and the conversation about performance-enhancing drugs in sports is to simply stop testing. I used to work, I had a guy named Steve Conrad, great guy, I used to work with him. And he always used to tell me, anytime I would think about doing a show, he would always say, tell me why you care. Why do you care? No, seriously, why do you care? Tell me. And this is one of those things I keep going, why do people care so much? What difference does it make? They personalize it a little more. You ever break a bone in your body or you ever have any other type of ailment? Or you ever fall down and bump or bruise or cut or break something? Let's say the doctors were able to give you something that would allow you to recover quicker with very few side effects. Would you be willing to take it? I think you would. I have very, 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 very ridiculously mild asthma. One of the things that they use to help me treat that asthma is a steroid inhaler. It's actually got a steroid in it. You got an itch, you got something going on with your skin, they use what, cortisol? Cortisone, whatever that stuff is, as far as I know, that's kind of steroid. I mean, we use them all the time.
Up to number two, the Middle East and all the terror threats that have been talked about this week. So we'll review that focus on the Talk Countdown as we continue.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Granger. They balance my needs with my budget. Granger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Look, kid. People touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown. We're up to number two, actually, on the countdown this week. Those terror threats that seem to affect a number of cities and our embassies in the Middle East and Africa. From Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, talk host Gary Saddlemeyer has former Congressman Ernie Ishtuk on to talk about the terror threat.
Man, they are spooked by this Al-Qaeda threat. What do you make of it?
Well, you know, I think it's Michael Chertoff, the former Homeland Security Secretary, who says Al-Qaeda may be more dangerous than ever now that it's scattered, it's at pieces, you don't have one central location in which to watch for it. That doesn't mean you don't try to, you know, break up the leadership, as certainly we've done. That's a good thing to do. But it means you've got to recognize the threat rather than denying that terrorism is a threat and saying, well, that we just have incidents of man-made violence rather than a terrorism threat. Chertoff's a guy that I respect a great amount. And the real thing is if you want people to be vigilant, you've got to let them know what the threat is and not poo-poo it. Which is kind of what the Obama administration has done, because they think if you recognize that you've got a bad threat, it shows that the president's not on top of everything. And this notion of putting the image of the president above national security is what the problem is.
Well, but you've got critics now saying that, well, he revealed too much. The administration revealed too much. And now the maniacs are pretty much going to know where their weak spots are in terms of our surveillance. What do you think?
Yeah, I hear that thing, but on the other hand, if you've got a threat, if you don't tell people to be alert about it, the point is not whether you tell people to be on the lookout for things, but whether you're doing too much to reveal what they call the sources and methods. And yet, there are some types of things where you have no choice, where it's coming from every direction. So, frankly, my personal feeling on that is that may be some of the boo birds that just are going to criticize the president no matter what, even if there's no consistency to what their criticism may be.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, the thing that gets my attention, this master bomb maker who apparently runs things on in the Arabian Peninsula there in Yemen for Al-Qaeda, he's got him doing surgically implanted bombs now. So these people, these maniacs who are willing to blow themselves up, are going around basically walking around with a bomb inside them, inside their bodies. They could walk in anywhere.
Well, they could walk in anywhere. Now, the thing about that is, you know, you can't do that forever. You've got all sorts of things that can trigger that occasion, or you'll have something in your own body that, you know, rejects it and causes and causes the body to, well, frankly, kill you from that bomb. So there's limited time on that. But it shows that this is kind of what Israel has done with all the suicide bombers that they've had. They've tried to target the bomb makers rather than the people who are kind of, it's kind of like a drug mule.
Wow.
They're just being used by the higher people. And that's where the human intelligence factor comes in so much. Israel has targeted bomb makers rather than the people who deploy the bombs, because once you've got the bomb implanted, or in the case of a suicide vest being worn by somebody, then the threat is already out there. You've got to go after the leadership.
Here's another Midwesterner. Jim Scott has military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle. He loves Dean Smittle. Here the two of them talk about the increased drone strikes and their connection to the increase in al-Qaeda terror threats.
I'm looking at the latest information here. A drone strike kills six suspected militants in Yemen. Boy, oh boy, they're turning the drones onto Yemen, aren't they?
That's right. They ramped up the drone strikes here. And, of course, they four of them rapidly in succession. That's a direct result of that chatter on the intelligence looking at what al-Qaeda leader has urged the groups in Yemen affiliate to attack Western targets. They said he told them to do something, and, of course, in order to disrupt that plot, they have ramped up the drone strikes, Jim.
And in some ways, the president is saying, do something. And they're really trying to disrupt things here. I think just trying to buy, well, not just, but they're trying to buy time to some extent.
Yeah, that allows some time to go out and maybe follow their intelligence sources and pick up some of these bad guys before something happens. But the U.S. State Department echoed the seriousness of the situation Tuesday by announcing that it had ordered the evacuation much of the U.S. Embassy in Yemen, capital of Sana'a, right, and urged all Americans to leave the country immediately, Jim.
Now, don't we have some special forces teams there?
We do. Those guys go out and they search out the bad guys and call in drone strikes. And, of course, they train also the Yemeni counterterrorism forces. And it looks like the U.S. military carries out drone strikes in Yemen from its base in Duvuchu, while the CIA flies armed drones from a separate base in Saudi Arabia, Jim.
Give me some numbers about drone strikes and stuff.
16 strikes this year in Yemen. Last year, a record of 54 strikes occurred. The Pentagon said it will keep an undisclosed number of military people in Yemen to support the U.S. embassy and monitor the security situation there. U.S. officials did not specify how many Americans were flown out of Yemen or where they were taken.
Here's what some talk radio callers had to say about the terror threats and embassy closings.
You can hear it in the people's voices that our interventionist foreign policy is not in our best. They're starting to find out that it's not in America's best interest to be in everybody's business, and that until we start thinking about our country and bringing our troops home and stop and getting rid of these embassies and coming home and worrying about our homeland and taking care of our people and our cities and our towns and worrying about those kinds of things, it's just not good.
I think it is nothing more than the latest episode in the drawn-out soap opera that is Obama's presidency. It's don't let the left hand know what the right hand's doing. Let's let this character take the heat off of that character, and y'all stay tuned because we're going to cover up what we did yesterday with what may come tomorrow. And in the meantime, while the embassies are empty, let's send in some henchmen to clean up all the computers and everything else that can tie us into any of the rest of it. And if al-Qaeda is so operative, I thought Obama took care of them. I thought he was the hero of the hour, what, 2 or 3 years ago?
As far as this terrorist thing is concerned, I really don't think much about that, because the United States, they've been a mind in other people's business ever since time began. Now, we're a powerhouse, according to what everybody says, but I don't hardly see it that way. When you go in a man's house and blow his kitchen up, he will not fix you breakfast come morning. Now, the United States has went over there, they've robbed, they've stealed, they've killed, they've raped, and every country over there is highly teed at the United States. Okay, we asked for that. And sooner or later, it's just like throwing a rock at a hornet's nest. Sooner or later, they're going to follow you home. And that will happen eventually. And when it does, then the people that wanted all of this for a quart of oil or a gallon of gas, then it's going to come payday time, and that's going to be bad business.
Poor
Obama. He they're all about this Benghazi and what he didn't do. And now he does something. Now he's overreacting, and all the Republicans are wanting to call in, squealing and crying and whining. That's all they ever do. They want to shut the government down. What the hell's going on in this country?
So that leaves us with number one, doesn't it, huh? And would you be surprised to know that it's Obamacare still number one? I think this is the second or third week it's been at the top of the heap, and we'll get to it in the Talk Radio Reviews process as we continue.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Let's wrap up the countdown. Doug Steffen here, number one on the countdown this week, Obamacare. Talk host Ray Appleton with Congressman Devin Nunes about members of Congress trying to get exempted from the president's health care plan.
Where does this stand now? Is there an official bill to exempt Congress from participating, or what's going on?
Yeah, so let's just go back to how this all happened. So during the Obamacare debate between the House and the Senate, one of the things that showed up in the polling that really ticked people off was that Congress was not going to be included onto the Obamacare exchanges.
Right.
Because they knew that could take down the bill, they did a little, what I call a little sneaky peek, bait and switch deal late at night, at midnight, and they put in a little amendment that said, no, Congress and Congress's personal staff has to go onto the exchange. Okay, now that kind of quieted everybody enough, and it bought off enough votes at the end because the people didn't think they could withstand, you know, voting for something that they weren't going to be part of. And that's what allowed them to get the most votes, or to get enough votes to pass. Remember, only passed by 2 votes, if you remember.
I do.
In the House. So that's been sitting out there, that congressmen and their personal staff. So remember, the committee staff that wrote the bill, they're not on the exchange. Nancy Pelosi's leadership staff's not on the exchange. All the other federal employees that are out there are not going to have to go on to the Obamacare exchange. That is still the case, has been the case, and is still the case. Now, there's been this issue sitting out there that was dealing with members of Congress and their personal staff. Not that whether or not they'd have to go onto the Obamacare exchange, but whether or not the government was going to pay for part of that coverage on the Obamacare exchange. So that's been sitting out there for, well, I guess years now. And so the ruling that happened last week that some are interpreting is that they're no longer on Obamacare, is that the government is indeed going to subsidize the same amount that they will subsidize the other federal all other federal employees. It's just they will have to still buy their coverage through the Obamacare exchange.
So
that is being seen by some people as an exemption.
Here's host Jay Weber talking to Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin about Republicans fighting among themselves over what to do regarding Obamacare.
Much of Obamacare's funding is already baked into the federal pie, but you have senators like Ted Cruz and Mike Lee who want to have a big, high-profile fight in a showdown, saying this is our last attempt to stop this from being enacted. And then you have others, including most voices in the leadership, like Mitch McConnell in the Senate and Paul Ryan in the House, saying this isn't the best way to go about it. They're, you know, threatening a shutdown of government would backfire on the GOP, and there are better ways to play this, to which I queried, well, what better ways? There are two groups have taken to labeling each other, apparently. The suicide crowd is in don't commit political suicide by shutting down government. And then the surrender crowd is in refuse to take on the fight and just keep passing impotent House bills to repeal Obamacare, which do nothing. So you have Republicans now, you know, dividing themselves up in under these, you know, banners. Is there a unifying crowd at this point?
There should be. Let's face it. All conservatives are absolutely opposed to Obamacare. We want to see it repealed. We would like to see it defunded. We'd like to remove the most damaging parts of Obamacare. So we're absolutely unified from that standpoint. The good news, I'm all for raising this as a high-profile issue and having a fight on Obamacare. So that's a good thing. The problem is what's happening right now, and very predictably, when you threaten to shut down the government, that's all the news media is going to cover. So, you know, I go on national shows, and I don't get to talk about all the harmful effects that are starting to be rolled out on Obamacare. Instead, I'm being forced to talk about, hey, Senator, are you willing to shut down the government? You know, we don't want to play that type of brinkmanship, but we do want to make sure that Obamacare is repealed, and we actually have some really good opportunities. As they start writing this, you know, now we're up to 20,000 pages trying to, you know, put this law into, like, use or actionable form, it's turning into be a train wreck. And as a result of that train wreck, even President Obama has delayed the employer mandate, so the House, I think, intelligently voted to codify that really unlawful action part of President Obama. You have 35 Democrats voting to delay the employer mandate, 22 voting to delay the individual mandate. We should be taking votes to delay subsidies until you can actually verify the qualifications of individuals. You cannot defund it because it's all mandatory spending, like two-thirds of the budget. It's cooked in the books. It's an automatic pilot. There's no way, unless you can get President Obama to sign a law, which I don't think he will do, there's no way to actually defund it.
Obamacare is the most talked about thing this week in News Talk Radio Worlds. Recapping all of the items from number 10 down to number 1, sale of the Washington Post is 10, demolition of Ariel Castro's house is 9, George Bush's heart surgery is number 8, immigration reform is number 7, the Fort Hood trial is number 6, NSA surveillance program number 5, Obama and Putin number 4, baseball and drugs number 3, Middle East terror threats number 2, and Obamacare number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.